The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. We live in a time and place where acts of large-scale violence have become commonplace. We live watching for the signs of danger. Our consciousness has been acclimated to excessive caution and suspicion. It hasn't always been this way, and I find myself hoping that one day our culture will make it through this chapter and into another, where gun violence and the despair that leads to it have been, well, cured. For now, the news offers us accounts of such attacks on a regular basis. And there is a new archetype that has begun to emerge, the hero who puts their own safety on the line to combat the gunman in a school or on a train or in a restaurant or wherever else these tragedies ensue. Today's poem, Dontalian, by Geoffrey Thompson, considers that hero by way of a character from mythology or demonology named Dontalian, a fallen angel said to understand the ways people think and feel, and at times to reveal the thoughts of one person to another. I'd never heard of Dontalian before reading this poem, but the thought of him, mysterious and powerful, adds another dimension to my sense of the poem's speaker. As it is, Dontalian causes me to think of humanity and fate, and all that we can't see but live feeling and fearing. Dontalian by Geoffrey Thompson. The fourth angel is a man with many likenesses, which means the faces of all men and women. He teaches the arts and sciences and holds a book in one hand. I wanted to talk about poetry today, but there are 33 dead in Virginia. Today, someone is teaching a group of children to hide in the closet. Someone is passing out bulletproof blankets. I teach all the arts and sciences, but there are 33 dead in Virginia. I measured the sky. I traced the way Virgil worms his way into the modern epic. I talked this morning about Julius Caesar crossing the Rubicon, the way he paused and made camp, and how his soldiers stamped their feet in the dark, trying to keep warm. I speak Latin. I speak French. I speak Russian, Chinese, and Arabic. I understand what it means when I talk about quantum entanglement and the flavors of quarks. I know quark comes from Joyce, three quarks from Muster Mark, and that Finnegan's Wake proceeds without a possessive. I know the rules for the possessive and find myself secretly hating those who don't. I failed to sleep last night because I was writing, "Provide proof for your argument," on 100 papers. I was a small child and shy. I rarely spoke. I lived in books and paintings and saw the world reduced today to the mouth at the end of a gun. I was shot holding the door against a boy so my students could drop from windows. I was shot as I looked up from my lecture. I was shot as I requested my life. I walked with my eyes down beneath a sky measurably smaller. I wanted to talk about poetry today. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. The Slowdown is written by me, Tracy K. Smith. It is produced by Jennifer Lai with Tracy Mumford. Our music is by Alexis Cuadrado. Engineering by Corey Schreppel and Veronica Rodriguez. Production assistance by Brenna Everson.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.